Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. Raiders team photographer Tony Gonzalez has been shooting professional images since 1976 and has been contributing to the Raiders since 1997. I love the job he does. He's always positioning himself, no matter what the weather conditions are, at home or on the road. He always seems to be in the right place at the right time. Here are his best images of the 2012 season.
It was really electric, just coming off the field and going up the steps to get into this locker room and just seeing everybody in there. Just couldn't wait to see what was going to happen, see what Coach was going to say, and everybody was happy for Coach. This is the one I wanted to start with because it emphasized Coach getting his first win against the Steelers and us being at home. And, you know, to me, it meant a lot. I think to a lot of the players that were in this locker room, it meant a lot. We had the Hall of Fame game, and we had 19 busts over here of Hall of Famers that we had actually on the field, which was pretty cool that day. And it was, I think, a great experience for all the fans to be able to see it. The reason I picked this one was Freddie was one of my favorite players growing up as a kid. You know, being a Raider fan and going to the game, sitting in the stands, and watching him run routes and catch balls was phenomenal. You know, we became friends over the years, so it's pretty neat to have this image up here that I captured, you know, of a guy that I idolized, but a guy that I know is a good friend. It's something pretty cool. Shooting Darren's pretty tough because he's always quick. He can move out of holes, left in, left, right, in and out. I mean, it's just phenomenal how fast this guy is. But it was pretty cool on this play because I captured him coming around the corner, making this run, and caught him all the way down, and then I got him as he was diving, you know, to make this score. So it was pretty neat. This is about the second time this has happened to me. I caught him in Kansas City also, you know, a few years ago on the road with almost the same image. Three of our defenders making this play on Quinn, which is pretty cool because he gets leveled in this shot from three different guys, which is pretty cool. Usually you get one guy to touch a quarterback, but to have three guys in here involved in this play was pretty neat. Also, you can see up here, you know, that's essentially not grass. That's usually like sweat or whatever's coming off of the helmets when these guys get into the trenches that's being bumped off of them. Goody's feet are off the ground. But if you take a look at the expression on his face, and then you take a look at the expression at the defender, you know, it's one of those that you know Goody won that situation. Then you see some fans in the background, a little bit blurred, you know, because we're trying to keep everything in focus here. But, you know, you can see that they're in there. They're watching. We do breast cancer games, and this is one of them, you know, that we have. And he's got his shoes. He's got his gloves. But if you take a look, he's got his mouthpiece in, you know, which is pink also. Demo's, you know, been through the mud. He's had, you know, something's been going on through the game because his jersey's a little dirty. But the cool thing about it is he's got his hand out, but his hands are so big they cover the ball. But then look at back in the Saints face. He's got his whole hand is covering his whole face mask. Incredible thing is just the whole hand size that's on that football. I mean, Demo is just like, cool. This is my favorite pick out of the 2012 season. I'm on the other side of the field when I shot this, and Carson Palmer launched it, and I'm like, oh, man, that ball's gone. And I said, there's no way anybody's going to catch that ball. But lo and behold, up comes Rod, jumps up, makes this phenomenal catch. You can see it right here. The ball's like almost off the tip of his fingers, but he made this grab. You got everybody just standing around. You got Tommy taking a look, and you have the fans. You got one of the fans, you know, with his hands for touchdown up. So, you know, it's pretty cool. I know he had to be so far down the field in order to get a first down, so I was anticipating him getting past the marker somewhere along the lines. So I went with a little bit wider lens so I'd be able to have full range of that whole field instead of being tight, and lo and behold, this is what happened. And the cool thing about it is you take a look at the defender in here, you know, he's looking up, and, you know, he's probably thinking, oh, he's not going to make it, but he ended up making the catch.